the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, how are you? Danielle Agnew here on Sight Unseen, only on mtradio.net, coming to you from the fabulous Big Sky Country, actually in Billings specifically of Big Sky Country. So this is very, very exciting. This is a great Wednesday, you guys. A fantastic Wednesday. We're ramping up into Christmas. I love that. I love the holiday season. I'm sorry for those that don't, if I'm too saccharine for you. Just add some bitters to your coffee here so you can swallow me. I'm just saying. I love this time of year. You know what I am loving actually also hearing about is the transitions that people are starting to go through this time of year. I mean, there's some intense stuff that people are already going through. And I have to say that I'm a little bit impressed by what people are going through. You know, we're at the end of 2014, obviously. At the very end of 2014, and what we have to look forward to is an amazing year of reconciliation in 2015. So what's really cool about this is I am seeing, I guess I would say, a repeat pattern at the very end of 2014. And I like to call this the crunch time. Okay, so we're coming out the last couple of weeks in the year of illumination. This is our last couple of weeks, you guys, that we have to actually take an emotional, spiritual, and psychological inventory of the self and be accountable for what you find. Okay, now this doesn't mean you have to be perfect. For God's sakes, don't be doing that. You just need to be accountable for what you find. Know it's there. The name of the game in 2015 is accountability. So you're going to want to lose all the blame and all the, you know, the devil made me do it needs to go out the window. Whining or prolonged energy signatures, which lament is not going to really fly in 2015 because that's counterproductive to accountability. I'd like to take this time to put a post-it note on that last sentence to tell you that there is such thing as actually being able to vent. Yes, that's different than whining. Venting and then making a productive decision is different than simply just sitting back and whining. We don't like to whine. Whining is bad. So I'm watching people come into this crunch time in 2014. We got 2 weeks left, guys, before we switch energy signatures. And I am watching some really interesting sparks fly. And I want to hear about the sparks that are flying in your life. If you're listening to this tonight and you're like, my God, yeah, people have gone a little buggy the last week or so. It's not just the holidays, guys. It's not just holiday cringe. There are some spiritual physics that are a shifting between the year of illumination and the year of reconciliation. So as we talk tonight, please interrupt me. Call in with your stories of whatever is going on that's weird. And of course, our live studio line to call is area code 405-445-4496. Hello. Area code 406-545-4496. Call in live and add to your story. I'm going to start right here. What we're looking at in this crunch time is people needing to tighten up their last ditch issues and lessons. Now, obviously, you guys, we're not going to solve all of our personal and emotional problems in 2 weeks. And neither does an energy signature of the year completely change just because the Roman calendar switches over to January 1st. I'll tell you, the spiritual flux, the spiritual physics of these years, the year of illumination, the year of transcendence, the year of reconciliation, these fluxes occur because we as a human race overall, there are different countries that celebrate different New Years, China being one, that when we see that calendar year on January 1st, we reset our clock, we reset ourself. So we tend to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and reset the self. Therefore, the universe tends to follow our proclamation. That's what manifestation is, guys. Okay, so we have an idea, there's the universe backing it up. This next year is year of reconciliation. So the next 2 weeks, people are dealing with all of their last-ditch issues. And I've talked about this on and off for this entire month of December coming into Sight Unseen because I think it's really important that people realize why people are flipping out right now. Everybody wants to blame everything on the holidays. And I get so over that. It's so old. It's so 1986. It's so been done 100 times. Christmas is not the fault of everything, everybody. I'm sorry. Okay, I know that it's a little financially stressful, and I know that for some families getting together, that's stressful, but Christmas is not the reason why everything is always in the toilet in December. We have a lot of energies of flying. And right now, people are really feeling the crunch time to deal with what they see within themselves between now and the flippin', honest to God, the very end of December and the beginning of January. It's the year of illumination. We're seeing what we're made of from the inside out, and we're needing to deal with it. So you might be noticing people around your workplaces just really going crazy about paranoia and fear and bizarro stuff. You may be feeling in yourself these crazy walls of just weird that are 10 miles high. You might be paranoid about, good Lord, life path direction. You might be paranoid about money in ways that you've never been paranoid. And all of this is hitting the wall. I've had dear friends of mine who are talking to me saying, why am I freaking out? It's part of the accountability process at the very last 2 weeks, the crunch time of the year of illumination. Again, hear me. Hear ye. You don't have to fix all your issues in 2 weeks. You just need to own them. You just need to know they're there. And these are good issues too. If you're a super achiever, own that. If you're somebody who wants to help people, own that. If your life is driven by philanthropy, own it. You don't need to just own the negative stuff. It is highly recommended that you do take an inventory on the things that you are continuing to work on and just make note of them. Because if we play the blame game in 2015, the year of reconciliation, we're going to get our blame poked right back in our eyeball, big time. And the problem with this is a lot of people that are playing the blame game right now have gone so far down the rabbit hole of illusion in their own life that they really can't see what it is they're doing that's causing the problems in their life. And people who have made a career out of unaccountability and a career out of blame, oh my God, I feel bad. I feel bad, you guys, when I look ahead and see all the babies that have committed to the lesson of illusion and what their 2015 is going to be like. It's rough is what it is. So again, you don't have to fix everything. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have some big confessional. Just accept within yourself the good, the bad, and the ugly and say, yep, that's all of me, and I'm going to do the best with what I have. And be accountable for everything. Be accountable. This doesn't mean that you have to, you know, go back to some misstep you made in 1982 and write a book about it. Well, if it makes you feel better, dude, go right for it. I'm simply saying, look at what you've got going on right now in your life. Own right now in your life, own the parts that are good, own the parts that are challenging, and go forward. This two-week crunch, people are just losing it. And people are also getting really excited with amazing things happening because the year of illumination is also bringing in some big bonuses for folks who have just tried to do the best they can. I mean, 2015, you guys, is the year for the nice guy to finish first, not last. All right. So if people are like, no, my year still sucked in 2015, I got to ask, what are you doing in your year to contribute to that energy signature trying to reconcile in such a difficult manner? I mean, who out there has been dealing with extreme paranoia out of nowhere? Last week, I had the biggest wash of what the WTF ever. And I'm not a paranoid person, but it was a rough one. It was rough. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out why I feel so burdened by paranoia. You guys, seriously, I am not a paranoid person. I am the first person to be like, eh, you know, it's probably gas. I don't know, whatever. But this was an intense one. And I realized that there were my own issues that were starting to bubble their way through the surface like some methane shaken loose from the bottom of the ocean that were coming up saying, okay, here's the last ditch of your freakouts, Danielle. You better handle these or be aware of them before the year of reconciliation. Because this is a heavy time. So if you've been dealing with your own paranoia, if you've been dealing with irrationality that you don't even know why you're feeling so irrational, give me a call. Let's talk it out. 406-545-4496. That's option one here at mtradio.net studios. Give me a call and we'll figure out how are your last ditch issues coming to the surface for you and how can we get past those? Because you don't need to bring this, I'm going to call it this blindness into 2015. The reason I call it blindness is because it's actually pretty straightforward. It's because that's how angelic life refers to a commitment to illusion. And actually, we as humans, we get really judgy about people who choose illusion. Angels don't. They see that as a very effective lesson in separation. So they're kind of like, well, rock on. That's a tough one. That's like putting on the blast shield in Star Wars and trying to battle a droid with your lightsaber that you can't see. Use the Force, Luke. Rock on. I mean, they see that totally differently than we do. We see it as illusion, and we tend to be blamey and judgy about that. Please come out of judgment in the year of reconciliation. It's going to be really hard for the people who just can't get out of judgment of others. It's going to be hard because their judgment, they will be reconciled with judgment. I want you to think of the year of reconciliation coming up like a copycat. You know, when you're like in third grade and you'd walk up to a girl you thought was cute or a boy you thought was cute and they thought you were cute back, but they didn't really know how to flirt. So you'd say something like, oh, I like your comb. And then the kid would look back at you and say, I like your comb. Are you copying me? Are you copying me? Quit it. Quit it. That's going to be 2015 energetically. So put into 2015 exactly what you are and who you are. And if there's issues that you've got that you're not proud of, the only universal energy that needs to know about that is universe, is God. That's between you and universe, the things that you need to straighten out within yourself. If it makes you feel better to make a big proclamation to people about it, go for it. If there are people in your life that you owe apologies to, now's a really good time to issue those. That's called being accountable. I mean, I know this is hard for people's pride to hear, and I don't really understand why. Because in the grand scheme of everything, we are on the other end of spiritual physics, and we dictate those a lot of times. So if I want to stay grudgy with somebody, and I don't want to say I'm sorry for something real lame that I've done, then how do I expect the universe to forgive me in that immediate time frame? It's going to be really difficult. Again, accountability, guys. When you go into this next year, we all have our excuses about things. God, I know I have a stack of my own. So listen, I'm not trying to throw a stone through the wall of this glass house. I'm simply saying I am doing my best to eliminate excuses. I'm going to give you an example about how to do that because excuses in 2015 are going to be really bad, okay? You're going to be reconciled with the cause of what has actually made you fall in the rears or caused you to be late or whatever. So here's an example. Here's a fabulous example. I'm talking from my own perspective, okay? I'm going to throw myself under the bus here. I don't have my pop album recorded yet. I enjoy doing music still, even though technically I'm signed, but I enjoy doing it because I like it, okay? So I haven't got my album done this year. Now, I can say, well, I've just been so busy with clients, and I've been so busy launching my spiritual practice, and I've been so busy, making a new life with my wife and her daughter, and I've just been busy. Actually, busy is the excuse. I have chosen not to make time to record my album. I have chosen to make time to grow my spiritual practice instead. I've taken that time to grow my family time with my wife and her daughter and our daughter. I have taken other time to go out with friends instead and listen to their woes and actually have a life a little bit outside of work. I have chosen to use my time that way. I'm not too busy. I'm so busy. I can't, well, I am busy, but when I have a break, I have chosen that break time to take a break, and that's okay. That is called not making an excuse for why my album is not out. Okay. Now I'm getting sick and tired of my album not being out, which means I will make time in 2015 to get that record done because now I'm tired of it not being out. And there are other things in my life that because of the attention that I've given them are now soaring and rocking and cooking with gas and they're great and they don't need as much attention as they possibly did beforehand. So I will choose to make time in 2015 to finish my record. Note how I didn't blame the old omnipotent busy for that one. Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so important. I'm so whatever. Good God. This is not 1990 whatever, you guys. I realize we are all busy, yet we all make choices. 2015 will be an excellent time to use your words to say what you mean. I'm sorry, I'm not making the time for that right now, or I've made the time to do other things. We're so afraid we're going to devastate someone's feelings. I mean, I don't suggest you look at your friend and say, yeah, I'm not going to make time for you. You suck. That's That's rude. That's what that is. Yet people, if they are your friend, should be able to, well, quite frankly, should be able to come into oneness with themselves. And if they do come into oneness with themselves, they should be able to reconcile that without blaming anybody else. So this is all I'm saying, you guys. People are feeling really edgy right now because everybody can feel this unbelievable sensation of accountability coming down, which is why people are being so paranoid right now. People are having a real hard time with that. So again, if you're noticing that you're feeling edgy, people around you are feeling edgy, let's take a look at what's going on in their life. We'll ask the angels what's going on in your life. You can call me live here, of course, at mtradio.net, area code 406-545-4496, option 1. It's funny, I've got my phone sitting here because I'm actually checking Facebook and whatnot. And the studio line just called my personal phone. That is fascinating. That is really interesting. So I'm like, wow, way to go, studio line. You are kicking butt and taking names. And I love Ghosts in the Machine. Apparently, the studio line would like to know what its deal is tonight. Studio line, here's what your deal is. You're just going through some really hard times towards the end of the year of reconciliation. You've gone through a lot of system upgrades, my friend. Studio line, the biggest problem with you is your system upgrades. So don't you worry about it. You're going to have that taken care of anytime soon now. I'm just saying. That's hysterical. Oh my God.
Actually, if I could interject, that's somebody who tried calling and did not hit option 1. They hit a different option that rings to you.
Oh, that's fabulous. Oh my God. Okay, guys, try it again. 406-545-4496, option 1. And thank God for our production manager, Sean, who actually knows what's happening here. Thank you, Sean. That's the voice. If you guys ever hear from the voice, there it is. Rock on. Woohoo. Hey, caller, thank you for phoning in. This is Danielle Agnew. You're on Sight Unseen. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
Outstanding, Mary. What's going on in your life today?
Well, it's just been so bizarre because I have felt the energy so strong, just different feelings, and couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And then I was kind of listening to your show, and I thought, oh, I can so relate to something being in the air.
Well, and you know what, Mary,
so I'm
so glad you called in. I'm so glad you called in. You know, Spokane especially, too, that's a very geothermally charged area. And what people don't realize about Spokane is everybody thinks about the coast of Washington, of course, you know, where Mount Rainier is and everything else as being where the volcanic areas were. Eastern Washington is a huge area that was hugely volcanically active with a lot of those geomagnetic ley lines still going on. And you're saying that you're finding that you're a little bit nervy and maybe a little feeling uptight out in that area as well.
Big time lately. Yeah, when I heard what you said, it was like, oh my gosh.
Right?
I'm not alone. Something
no,
going on.
You're not alone at all, Mary. In fact, if you, as a matter of fact, I'm talking to the angel who walks with your life path, and your angel's telling me that not only have you been feeling it, you've been making note that other people around you have been feeling it, and it's been contributing to some of your anxiety here.
Oh.
You know, I mean, basically that's people around you also feeling this escalation in the end of the year of 2014. Have you been noticing that any of your friends or family have been a little bit edgier than normal?
You know, I'm not. Yeah, maybe a little.
I think we're all trying to get through this with the best attitude possible, you know? And Mary, they're telling me about you. You know, you've got a big empathic sense. You feel everything. You feel earth energies, especially. And they're telling me about that, okay? And they're also telling me that as you're going through dealing with these, you're pulling out of the air, even if they are not people that you know, you're pulling out of the air anxieties. And like, think about pollution clouds of other people's freak out. That's floating in the air too as this crunch time is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've got, you know, this sounds grim, you guys. It's not meant to sound grim. You know, Mary's out in Spokane. She's talking about feeling some very unsettling energies and wondering what the heck is going on. Because actually, Mary, I'm looking at your life here, and you seem like a pretty bubbly lady most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you're not.
I've just been weird. It's like, oh, this is just such an icky, weird feeling, and I always have to work hard to separate. Is this something in me, or is this something outside of me? And I've just really been feeling it lately.
Well, and this, you brought up a great point for our listeners, Mary. A lot of people are wondering what the heck is going on with themselves. And with you being able to say, is this me or is this something outside of me? That is a really good self-check for anyone listening tonight. If you're just cooking along in your day and you're feeling great and nothing weird is going on, and then all of a sudden you're hit with this wall of anxiety or this wall of icky and you're not sure where it's coming from, that's likely not something that's authored within you. It's like driving through an oil slick in the ocean. You're going to get the oil all over you for a while until you get it off of you. And Mary, just so you know, this is going to be lightening up and lessening, all right? Actually, as we get closer to the solstice, which is December 21st. And that's the shortest day of the year as the earth does its little shift and we start leaning into those days being longer. That's going to change the That's going to change the geomagnetic net around the earth. And we're going to, this big freak out that people are feeling just as we go into Christmas is actually going to alleviate. So if you guys listening and Mary, if you all can just hang in there for a few more days, and Mary, I'm suggesting Epsom salt baths for you. I suggest that for a lot of empaths. It's gonna help you with this feeling. Do you have some kind of herbs you pour in those water? In that water, excuse me. They just showed me you putting some kind of good heavens, I'm not sure if this is sage or sweetgrass or what you're putting in your bath. Do you have some kind of herb you put in your bath?
No. I use a lavender.
Lavender.
In my bath.
Perfect. Okay, that'll work. This is that beautiful lavender smell, and this is going to help you. Throw some Epsom salts, throw some lavender, and it's the icky part is going to go by the wayside. Do you have special plans for the 21st of December by chance?
Nope, nothing special that I'm aware of anyway.
Ah, well, you know what? Maybe have some pals over and you guys can have a solstice party and play a board game and make some good food and, if you know, beer, coffee, wine, whatever you guys drink, make a nice social time of it.
Okay, 21st.
December 21st, my friend. Yes, that's the solstice. Then our days are going to get longer.
Okay, excellent. I've just been kind of feeling like if I just get to that, you know, the shortest day of the year, it's all going to be kind of up, you know, it's not going to be uphill anymore. It's going to kind of be a little downhill.
Well, you're exactly right. Your intuition is correct on that. And we're going to be, a lot of the big freak out that people are having, not only is it connected to the end of the year of illumination, but it also, again, is connected to this geomagnetic shift that happens at the solstice. And you being out in Spokane's a charged area. Whenever I drive to the coast and I go through Spokane, boy, I can feel my teeth start tingling. I'd say just maybe 20 miles outside of Spokane, outside of Missoula, and just woof, that starts getting pretty intense up there.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, I'm glad you called with, you know, because everybody listening, you're welcome. Everybody listening in Eastern.
I love your show.
Thank you.
It's so helpful, important, and I love the show.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Well, bless you for calling, my friend. Thank you so much. And you go get thee to an Epsom salt bath. So.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, we have the best callers. We have the best callers from all over the place. That was, of course, Mary from Spokane calling in to weigh in about her experiences and what she's been feeling, you know, out there. I'd love to hear from other parts of the country. Again, the studio line is 406-545-4496. And make sure you hit option one so we can actually route you to the board and get you on the air and talk to you. If you are listening out there in any part of the country or the world and you're feeling a little squirrely, a little bizarre, a little anxious, and you don't usually feel that way, I would love you to call me, tell me about it, tell me where you live, explain your symptoms, and maybe the folks in your area will be able to understand why they too are feeling such a rotten slapback. Because it's important, you guys, as we go into the year of reconciliation, which is a year of great connection, that we really reach out to one another. You know, this beautiful radio station here at mtradio.net, we're on the internet. Ah, here we go. Fantastic. Caller, welcome to Sight Unseen. I'm your host, psychic medium Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Danielle, it's Jeanette. You used to talk to me in Texas, and now I'm in Colorado Springs.
Oh, Jeanette, how are you?
Hi.
Jeanette in Colorado Springs. It's wonderful to hear your voice from formerly of Texas and now in Colorado Springs. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Well, how are you, my friend? How are things been going for you? Are you feeling this odd ether in the air lately?
Yes, and I think something that I've been chewing on might be part of it, or it could just be me projecting. There's some issues that I am totally clear with intellectually, totally at peace with, totally get it, and I've noticed a pattern of old shit, sorry, beat me.
That's okay.
Oh, bleep me. coming up emotionally, like old unresolved, like who knew I was still angry? I didn't know I was angry, and I'm wondering if some of that, you know, like digging up the old caca, is part of this clearing the decks, getting ready for the next energy.
Ding, 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 ding. Jeanette, you win the $50 million. That is correct. In fact, darling, that's exactly what's going on for people. For anybody that just tuned in, this is Jeanette calling from Colorado Springs. We're talking about crunch time energies at the end of 2014, the year of illumination. Jeanette is talking about how she has felt like old stuff is coming up through the rafters, through the floorboards, stuff that she thought she had handled, and it's attached to anger for her. Jeanette, here's what I would tell you about that. You are correct. And what's happening is that all of that anger stuff, all that emotional stuff that we stick under our floorboards, right? And we think we've got it handled. I'm talking to your angel who walks with your heart on this one. So this is a lot to do with worth, with the self, with everything. So when that stuff comes up through the floorboards, you're dang on it with the fact that the universe is attempting to help us work through issues that we may not even know are there. And that's why we're feeling a crunch right now. We're feeling a crunch because imagine the spin cycle in the washing machine. Everything's being spun out to the side and it's all hitting the walls. And as this happens, Jeanette, go ahead and let it, again, like methane bubbles coming up through the bottom of the ocean, let it come up and observe it. Take a look at it and say, wow, didn't even know I was still chapped about that. Let her come up, because the fact that you are making a recognition and acceptance of it, just accepting that it's there, saying, wow, okay, who knew? This clears the energy out of you. And even
what a great analogy. I can see that. Oh, my God.
There you go. See, and this is what's so important for you. And of course, I'm familiar with your journey, and you've made great strides, and you're in a great place right now. And there are huge things coming for you in 2015. This anger,
hallelujah!
Right, hallelujah! Right on, and pass the whiskey. Here we go. But I mean, truly for you, what I'm seeing here, Jeanette, is that you are. And for anybody else listening that's dealing with anger issues, repressed anger, repressed resentment, because I'm seeing some of this is attached to some resentment issues here for you.
Oh, yeah.
And as this is coming up, what you're able to do is release it. And it goes, as soon as it hits the atmosphere, it clears the ocean and hits the surface. Poof, up it goes into the atmosphere. So you're this year, oh, darling, you're letting go of a lot right now. And good for you. Let go of it. If we try to scrunch it in, that doesn't work so well. You know, I'm seeing for go ahead.
It flavors everything that's coming.
That's right. It weighs down everything that's coming. I am seeing you made such a stride to make this move. And Colorado Springs looks light and airy and freeing for you.
Yep.
Yay! That's very exciting.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Brand new journey, brand new adventure. And I was shocked and appalled and distressed to have all the old stuff discover that I had brought it all with me.
Oh, and that so you brought I'm your old stuff with you.
I like the washing machine. Yeah.
Well, darling, here's the good news about that.
Coming up to let it go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And the good news, and don't feel badly if anybody's made a change recently or moved and found the old stuff coming up. Don't worry so much about that, because as long as you're handling it, okay, and you are handling it, Jeanette, you are making recognitions that it's there. And it's sometimes we're a little shocked because we make a big change and we think that's going to zero out all of our previous issues with a new beginning. A lot of times.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Come on. So if we end up with that new beginning, and this is for anyone listening in any part of the world right now, if you're starting something new and then all the old stuff hits like a wall and you have to deal with that, what that means is A, you made the right choice in making a new beginning. B, you have a couple of little cockroaches and a few of your moving boxes you just need to dump out and get rid of. It doesn't mean you were a fail in making your new beginning. It means this is the finishing product of making the new beginning. And C, once you forgive yourself that it's still that you didn't get all the cockroaches out of the boxes and you address them and take them out into the sun and dump them out, you are on an amazing trajectory. And so this, and Jeanette, this is why this is going on. And just, and I know you're a huge empath too. And just like I was mentioning to our caller, Mary, before you in Spokane, make sure you're hitting those Epsom salt baths right now, because this is going to help process. I'm seeing a lot of anxiety that's coming up for you, but once you get your head around it, it's better.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Cool. That's fantastic. I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's so good to hear from you. I've been watching your fabulous journey and doing applause and happy dances. And I will be calling and making a formal appointment soon. So I'm glad I got to get through and chat.
I'm glad you did too, Jeanette. You are a rock star. You're making amazing changes. They want me to tell you this before I let you go here. Middle of January, something's breaking wide open for you the middle of January. It looks like it's related somehow to finances or work. So sorry to sound so vague, but they just were like, you know, they're showing me January 15th. I'm like, I have no idea what that's about, but there it is. So,
the eyes of January, I'm willing.
There you go. Sounds good. All right, Jeanette, thank you so much for calling.
I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I'm happy to hear yours too, darling. We will talk again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jeanette. That was Jeanette from Colorado Springs calling. Before that, Mary from Spokane. Everybody weighing in all over the Western United States talking about this energy signature that has completely got people on edge. What is it? What is the crunch time? How can we fix this? We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ohm frequency. It goes right hand in hand with dealing with the anxiety that we've found coming up through the earth as we've gone into the very end of 2014 in our crunch time. Coming up in the year of reconciliation. I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years.
And it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Music for the holidays ignites memories. This year, give the gift of music with Danielle Agnew's 12 Days of Christmas.
Joy to the world.
Experience traditional holiday favorites by award-winning vocalist and artist Danielle Agnew.
Oh,
12 Days of Christmas by Danielle Agnew. available on CD at Amazon and downloadable on iTunes.
Experience the magic of Christmas at Tacoma's Temple Theater Friday, December 19th with star violinist Jeffrey Castle and his Celtic Christmas Celebration. Featuring the Puget Sound Firefighters Pipe and Drum Band, the Seattle Irish Dance Company, Cirque du Soleil vocalist Beth Quist, special guest Jessica Lynn, and Jeffrey Castle's All-Star Band. Castle's Celtic Christmas Celebration, Friday, December 19th at the Temple Theater Tacoma. Go to Ticketmaster.com or the Temple Theater box office.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings. And now, back to Sight Unseen. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sight Unseen. I am your host, Danielle Agnew. You are listening to Sight Unseen on mtradio.net, talking about this transition and crunch time that we're feeling. I'm looking forward to hearing from listeners all over the world. So far, we've had Colorado Springs, we've had Spokane. We have a caller right now on our line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Janice, and I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
Fantastic. Here's number two from Spokane. Spokane is representing tonight. That's fantastic. Woohoo! So, Janice, tell me what's going on in your universe.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about the last year, and I just felt like it was super stressful. And I've been kind of thinking about the next year coming on and hoping that it's less stressful and more mellow. And I just wonder what the energy based around that is like.
All right, Janice, that's an awesome question. I am talking to your angel who walks with your life path, and what they're filling me in. Now, this is going to be some repetition for you because, of course, you know your life, obviously. This is a revamp for me here to catch me up to speed. 2014, it looks like it was actually on the other end. 2013 is where I see things really shaken up in your world. And 14 was sort of a carryover of that. And just as, so I'm seeing 14 as you were making headway, then some other catastrophe would happen. As you would improve this area, something weird would go down. I would categorize your year of illumination, 2014, as the year the other shoe dropped all over the place. That's how I would put it. But here's the good news about that, okay, is that you literally have allowed yourself to work through the issues that have placed themselves, again, year of illumination. When these issues have come up, Janice, I'm seeing you just going through them head on. Like, well, all right, here we go. Here goes another one. I got to, got to shake this sucker off. So here's the good news about that. 2015 for you is the year of reconciliation for everybody. And what I'm seeing for you is because you took the time, and again, they're showing me that you've been very accountable for your end of stuff this year. Congratulations, by the way. And even though it's been scary and weird and I see all kinds of blow-ups here and there and then one mill is out and another one blows up, as these blow-ups have been happening in your life that they're showing me, you have handled it, sister. And you have brought great emotional, you've handled it, you know? And so this is good. And this next year, I asked them, what does she seek? And they said, she seeks peace. It's not funny. I'm sorry, Janice. That's hardcore. She seeks peace. And actually, here's what's going to happen for your next year. Okay. I'm looking at, there looks like some serious locking of the horns that you did this year with a few folks. And it doesn't look like it was you trying to lock horns. It looks like it was other people that wanted, you were making changes. And what it looks like to me is other people were scuffling with you about the changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this next year, as you move into this, you just held your calm, sister. You held the straight and narrow. And people who challenged you on your life position will fall away next year. So you're not going to be getting challenged every 10 seconds. It's not going to be a meltdown every 5 seconds. You've made it through this challenge because you stepped up. I see you spoke out for yourself. Okay. Well, yeah, you did. And I'm seeing you spoke out for yourself, and I'm seeing that that's kind of difficult for you sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you found your voice, and you stood in the gap, and you pushed back when people pushed. Next year, the year of reconciliation, good guys finished first next year. Okay? That's okay. You. That's you catching a major break next year.
Nice.
Major emotional breaks. So at this time, are you picking up at the end of the year of illumination, are you feeling like there's a lot of weirdness still swirling about you, or that last ditch issues are coming up at the very last minute?
Well, everything, I feel like everything's calming down a little bit for me, and I'm just like looking back like, wow, that was crazy.
Right. When you see the nuclear explosion in the rearview mirror and think, wow, I'm glad I pulled away. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, where I'm just like, oh gosh, I could never do another year like that.
You know what, darling? You're not going to have to. And a lot of that has to do with some folks, and I think you probably are aware of this part, some folks that were in your life at that time I'm seeing and aren't necessarily going to be there with you driving forward. That's a very positive thing. And you moving into the new phase that you're going into, exactly. You're noticing all this stuff come down and, oh my God, that was nuts back there. This is the last ditch effort that the 2014 Year of Illumination Energy Signature is making to wrap up all of this junk in this year that you don't need to take forward into next year.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, and if you're finding that you're having, like our last caller from Colorado Springs, if you're having emotional reactions to when you're looking in that rearview mirror about what happened and the blow up, the subsequent, I'm going to call it the subsequent blow up of all of it, because that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
And okay. And it's driving emotions up for you. Go ahead and process those. Even if you feel guilty or scared, or especially the parts that, because I hate to tell you, we all have participation in yucky situations, no matter, you know, I mean, sometimes, yes, we get pure up victimized. That happens occasionally. But generally speaking, we got our part in a weird situation, right? So just own your part of it inside and say, good Lord, I couldn't do that again. And I don't think I would, I'm not seeing that you would get involved in certain situations that would bring you down that road, quite frankly. I just don't. It doesn't look like it's on your board at all for 2015.
Okay.
So yeah, all of this coming down.
Well, that's good news.
It is good news. It's super good news. Everything that's coming down for you right now, darling, look at it like a rainstorm. Or look at it like the methane bubbles coming up from the bottom of the ocean. Just observe them. If they make you have an emotional reaction, go ahead and feel it, process it, cry, laugh, whatever. But release it.
And move on.
Because it's not going to hit you again next year. You're done. You're done with this kind of garbage anyway.
Oh, good.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling from Spokane. This is awesome.
Thank you.
You betcha. You go have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Gosh, we have so many great calls coming in tonight. Here's another one. Caller, you are on Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What is your name and where are you calling from?
April from Billings, Montana.
April from Billings, Montana. We got the Montana in the house, along with Spokane and Colorado Springs. April, share with us what you are going through in this 2014 crunch time. What's going on for you?
Well, everything was going good up until about a week or two ago, and everything kind of went crazy, and my fiancé decided to call things off. We're trying to work through that, and going to counseling and so forth, but I'm very concerned about it working out, because it's really been, the reason why is fears from old relationships creeping in on his end. and I'm just not real sure it's going to be okay, I guess, at this point.
You know what, sweetie? I got some good news for you. Now, keeping in mind that when we're talking areas of emotionality, that's the big free will card. That's the hard one, because people can change their emotional mind 42 times in 10 seconds. You know, welcome to human beings. What I'm looking at, though, what I'm looking at here for you, I'm looking at the angel who walks with his heart and the angel who walks with your heart. And what I am looking at here is a great heart connection and a great love. And there are some big issues coming up for you as well around all of this. So the both of you, as you are in counseling, as you are able to go forward, I am seeing that this is going to give you guys the opportunity to shake some of those old cockroaches out of the boxes that you didn't know were there. And the fat lady has not sung on this sucker yet, sister. Hasn't sung on it yet. No fat lady singing yet. You know, and make sure when you're going into this, because yes, it is fear of certain things on his end. And darling, what I'm seeing for you too is this, that fear of not being able to hold it all together. And okay. And I'll tell you what, guess what? Welcome to being a human being, right? We are not omnipotent as much as we wish we were. Unfortunately, we are not. So when you go into this, when you go forward into this counseling session, remember, it's not about loss. Your angel who walks with your heart said, tell her this is not about losing. It's not about loss. It's not about losing your point. It's not about losing your fiance. It's about ultimate connection. And he desires ultimate connection, and so do you. And I'm seeing that there have been some difficulties flaring up around family situations that have exacerbated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at family situations kind of blowing sideways here. And that's also causing him some fear that he won't be able to contribute to the family situation in a positive way or be seen in the
family situation. Yeah, on both ends.
Yeah.
From his and mine. Mine likes to cause a lot of, a certain family member likes to cause problems for us, and I have since booted that family member out of my life. But he needs to set boundaries with family members in his life that make it difficult for us as well. And he has yet to do that.
You know, and this is something that he's going to have an opportunity to address, is the fears. I see a lot of fear there with him and this family member, a lot of fear. And it's a big lesson here. Now,
yeah.
Right now, this second, a lot of people are making some pretty knee-jerk reactions to the feeling tone that's coming down the pike in 2014, this crunch time. People are feeling their biggest, deepest fears. So your fiancé, he's a very sensitive guy spiritually.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's feeling a lot of his stuff hit the wall right now. And he doesn't want to not be with you, or he's frightened. And you're frightened. And you both are basically in the same boat right now. I look and see a very similar, you both are feeling like you're drowning emotionally and that neither one can save the other. And it's just, so here's what I tell you. Go ahead, take a big breath, and let yourself sink to the bottom of the ocean. And look at each other across the ocean with your hair flailing and your cheeks all full with little bubbles coming up out of your mouth. And the both of you watch these methane bubbles come up from the bottom of the ocean and go to the top of the surface. And then when you got to go up for air, go up and take a breath. Take a time out on trying to solve right now. And just
I feel like I have to fix everything.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly the angel who's walking with your heart saying, this is not an issue to be solved. This is an issue to be loved. He loves you and you love him. And you're
very
both
much.
Okay, and you're both feeling very defeated. You're feeling equally defeated for almost the same reasons, but just from a different perspective. That's what I'm seeing here. So as you go forward, sweetie, you know what? You're doing the best you can, and so is he. And this is not all over yet. You honor his pushback a little bit and say, you know, we're in counseling. That's fine. It makes him feel a little claustrophobic, sweetie, just between you and me. Makes him feel a little emotionally claustrophobic if you try to solve it all for him. It makes him a little freaked out. So you know what? Take a deep breath. Tell him you have a lot of faith in his ability to solve it for himself, because you do, April. I can see that you do. You've got a lot of faith in him. And that's where you're feeling this feeling of, oh my God, will someone step up for us? And the answer to that is I see a step up there. Yes, I do. Because this is not about you versus him. This is about the both of you. Again, putting it's the crunch time of 2014, putting that to the end of the art. It's not an argument, and it's about coming together in trust with one another that you both can build together. You made active. Okay, this is what you're in. Well, you just said this too. You've made active arrangements to take the person out of your life that's been negative. It's very scary for him to do the same. But have faith. That's what you seek. That's what your eyes. I asked your angel who walks on your heart, what is she seeking? And, you know, this angel just said, I'm going to paraphrase a little, but to be on the other end of someone who stands up for you. And that's yet to happen, but this is a wonderful thing for your fiance and also for you. And, yeah. You know, you can only do what you can do, darling. And he's feeling like he's got to find his mojo here. And if, I'm telling you, there has been no fat lady singing yet. This is not, nobody's sang the aria of doom quite yet. And so when you say okay. It's not looking good, I would request that your angels would actually give you a reframe for that. At this moment,
okay. It
is looking like the crunch time is affecting your communication.
Yes, absolutely. We don't do well with communication at all.
So
that's why I've actually started going to counseling, and we're going to start going to couples counseling.
Perfect. Well, because I see that he doesn't want to can you. He doesn't want to give up on you, darling. And he's just at a loss. He's at the end of his ability to make this all make sense. He's literally at the end of his ability to do all of this. So for you, relax. You see, you're in accountability right now. You're realizing that there's some skills that you can benefit from counseling. Good for you. Guys, yep. this is an example, listeners, of accountability. This is called being accountable for your end of something. And you go ahead and you go into this counseling and you give it everything you got, April, and he's going to see that and it's going to make his heart soar. And, you know, you have the ability to learn, sister. You've made great changes in the last several years. You're going to continue to make great changes. So don't sign on the bottom line yet. You guys aren't done with what you're doing. And he is going to experience some tremendous growth, especially coming out of negative patterns of his own. So this is going to be great for the both of you.
Awesome.
You're very loved, darling. You're very loved. Don't forget that, okay?
I won't.
Okay.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome, April. You take care, girl. Have a good night.
Okay.
All righty then.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic calls tonight. Two from Spokane. We've got Colorado Springs. We've got here in our hometown of Billings, Montana, everybody calling in, talking about what's blowing up for them at this very end time frame of 2014. It's so exciting. And I am loving the fact that you guys are calling and sharing. We got just a few more minutes here. If anybody else is listening and would like to call in with something that's blowing up in their life at this crunch time, as we are being asked to evaluate the last part of what we're doing to contribute to a situation that's not in our highest interest. We're being asked to evaluate those things, to look at what we've got. We're being asked to come forward and take our lessons and be able to love others around us and strengthen ourselves through strengthening others. I mean, and having the patience for others. If you're finding that your crunch time is upon you and the stuff is coming down on your head, I got just a few more minutes here. Give me a call in studio, area code 406-545-4496, option one on the menu, so we can get you over to our operations manager, Sean, and he can get you on the air. That is area code 406-545-4496, option one. I'd love to hear about any struggles you're having in this last ditch attempt. While we're waiting for folks to actually call in, or just until folks call in, we've had a wonderful string of callers tonight. It's important to remember that no matter what you're doing tonight, okay, and it's December 17th, all right? So if you're listening to this in archives, this is December 17th, later on. I'm speaking to the future right now. Know what date it is, because as we go into the solstice, this crunch is going to relieve itself. It's going to relieve itself. And honestly, you guys, the best thing you can do, the best Christmas gift you can give yourself right now, the best holiday present, is being honest with yourself. And be honest with yourself about, again, your good things as well. Okay, we tend to want to talk about our negative things to ourselves. Oh, I've done this, I'm blah. You guys, be honest about your beautiful gifts. especially those who are deciding to go into counseling right now. I know many people right now, the last week, lots of my clients have notified me that they've decided to go into counseling for various different reasons. And I'm so proud of each and every one of you that are choosing this journey of accountability. Good for you. Because what that means is when you go into 2015, the year of reconciliation, you're not going to be slapped on the other side of the blame game, okay? You're handling your stuff. You guys don't have, we don't have to solve it all in the next couple of weeks that we've got in December. We simply need to know that it's there. That's why all this stuff is bubbling up, you guys. That's why we're finding anger we didn't even know we had at situations, or paranoia we didn't know we had. Heck, I had stuff coming up a week and a half ago that I thought I dealt with square and hardy a couple years back. I was thinking, where's this coming from? Are you kidding me? This is ancient history. What is this? Yet it's the last ditch of fear that was bubbling up. It needs to. I got a lot of work to do in 2015. And here is, in the last few minutes we have, what I want to tell you about 2015. Guys, it's the year where our boots hit the ground. It's the year we hit the ground running. There are beautiful and fantastic things coming our way in 2015 because we've gotten blame and whining and inaccountability off the table. So as soon as we do that, as soon as we get this off the table, we're able to go forward with such an energized spirit. 2015 is going to be a great year, you guys. Good guys finish first. Will you please have hope? If things are hard right now, if you're struggling right now, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, why should I even live on this planet past these holidays? Please hear my voice. You should stay here because the good guys get to finish in 2015. Because your life is going to turn around in 2015. Because the people who have been struggling and attempting to make reconciliation with the self, and illumination has brought up all their issues and other people's issues around them, because this in 2015 will be the year that it all makes sense. And when you look in your rearview mirror, you're going to say, oh my God, I completely get why all that happened. And you will go and expand to dreams. Reconciliation also means the achievement of dreams. Guys, don't be in illusion. Do not be in illusion. That's a hard place to be. It's a painful place to be, and there are lessons that are attached to it. I beg you, please, don't learn them that way, you guys. It's like hanging onto a back of a truck bumper and being dragged along a dirt road just to feel what the rocks feel like. I mean, that's an awfully hard lesson there. You guys, we are upon our time. I'm Danielle Agnew. Of course, you can look me up on Facebook, Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. You can like my page there. You can befriend me on my personal page. Hit me up on Twitter, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. I want you guys to stick around for the soul with my co-host, Roy Pack. We're going to be talking about how to deal with crazy vibrations and is it possible to be invisible? We didn't quite get to what the ohm frequency is this hour, but that's okay. I think we covered actually a lot of really important stuff. And so just stick around, guys. Maybe Roy and I will talk about the ohm frequency coming up. Who knows? I'm Danielle Agnew. Thanks for listening to Sight Unseen. We'll be right back with Roy Pack and The Soul.